The Cleveland Browns are taking over the air for their first ever Radiothon starting September 9th. They'll be accepting bids for one-of-a-kind experiences you can only get from the Cleveland Browns. All proceeds go to the Cleveland Browns Foundation. Online bidding is open now on clevelandbrowns.com.
No, I'm thrilled because I think kind of the checklist we had going into tonight, we accomplished. That we wanted to first and foremost stay healthy, but we wanted to come out and play well. And I know that they rested a lot of their guys, but that was when we talked to them, we still wanted to have success. That we just didn't matter what they were doing. It was about us, that we needed to play to our standards and really kept them nameless and faceless. And I just think we accomplished a lot of things tonight. That we had some good chemistry on offense, and we moved the ball defensively. We were much more like us than we were last week, and played well again on teams, and ended up getting the victory. And I just think it was a lot of hard work went into it. And I know that the first one a lot of times is the hardest one, but I just think it was a good reward for the guys that have put in all this work through the preseason to have the night go the way that it went. I thought Brian was sharp. Yeah, I think he made good decisions and he threw the ball well. I just think the one that I think his eyes got real big when he kind of whipped his head around on the corner out to Cameron, and he knew as soon as he threw it that he overthrew it. So other than that, I thought he was real solid. That's who he is. I mean, that's somebody said on the sideline. There's Johnny being Johnny. That he can. There was one play where it was no, yes. That was just typical of his playmaking ability, that he had a guy open early and didn't get it to him, and then ended up making a play with his feet and finding, I think it was Burleson for the completion. But I thought he did some good things and played to his strengths. I thought the one thing he does well is he slides well, and I think when you run the zone read with him, that he can get a chunk of yardage and then get down, and I think that's important. A lot of quarterbacks don't know how to slide, and it's obvious that he does. That running back spot will be a difficult thing. I mean, he certainly flashed his big playability, that he's a bigger back that can – he ran a couple guys over and at the same time ran away from some guys. So that was stuff that he had shown in practice, and it was good to see it show up in the game. Well, he is the one play that I think he would want to take back is when Holmes caught the slant on him and then pivoted back out. That's just something that – a good lesson for him to learn. He had safety help inside and could have played it with outside leverage. But other than that, I think you take that play away. I thought he was pretty solid, made some plays down the field, competed much more tonight, better look in his eye. I thought it was a good night for him, and we're looking forward to him playing a significant role for us in the opener. You see, he still has the arm. I mean, he doesn't look like the idea. If you said draw me a quarterback, I don't think you draw Rex Grossman. But he can still make all the throws, and he can plant his back foot in the ground, and he can still sling it. So that was it was good to see him get out there and make some plays and get some production.